Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I was bullied in seventh grade by my next door neighbor, and I was very shy and withdrawn, and I never said anything to anybody. And boy, if I can go back in time, Andrea, and have the confidence I have now, I'd give him a piece of my mind. But my self-esteem was low. I was gawky and awkward and skinny and frizzy haired and the whole nine yards. And we've got to be building our teen self-esteem.
We do. And I was bullied too in grade seven. It was it was the year that reshaped my life. So I'm super excited to talk to our guest today.
Yeah, we've got the wonderful Emily Ann Regal. She is a teen founder of WeStopHate.org, the national anti-bullying nonprofit endorsed by Lady Gaga. Hello, Emily Ann.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much, Emily Ann. Why don't you share just a little bit about your own experience, and then we can jump right into WeStopHate.org and all the great work you do.
Sure. Well, similar to you, when I was a child, I was also bullied really badly in elementary school, and it got to the point where, like, I had no self-esteem, and I would walk the hallways and, like, look down because I didn't know who was coming. And it was a really hard time. Like, whenever my teachers would be like, oh, like, you know, you can pick your partners as opposed to, like, being assigned partners, I was always kind of the person who, like, didn't have a partner and then was, like, the awkward third wheel. So it was just really damaging to my self-esteem. And I ended up switching schools just as a way to, like, start fresh and be at a place where students didn't have, like, preconceived notions about me. And gradually, I made new friends who were really amazing. And really, like, by having just good friends, I kind of changed my whole perspective on the world. And the happier I became, the more confident I became, and the more I wanted other people to feel that, because I know that when I was a bullying victim, like, I definitely, you know, didn't, like, I would put other people down too because I felt so bad about myself. And so when I went into high school, I saw a bunch of students, but, like, one or two in particular who were going through similar experiences to what I had endured. And so when I was 16, a sophomore, in high school, I started We Stop Hate as a YouTube channel to help spread the message that self-esteem is the key to ending bullying, because when you're happy with yourself, you're a lot less likely to put others down.
Yeah, I mean, you make such an interesting point, and good for you. Congratulations. Because, you know, when I was younger and I was bullied, you know, we didn't have the internet and we weren't able to do and take action. So congratulations and kudos to you. I recently met with the woman who had bullied me, and we sat down and we were talking about it, and I confronted her, and it was such an interesting experience. So, Emily Ann, what would you suggest to people who were bullied? What would be some ways that they could kind of close that chapter in their life and move on?
I mean, I think it's really about just surrounding yourself with good people. I know, like, for me, like, I don't have the urge to, like, go and talk to the people who were mean to me. And I think that a lot of times, like, bullies really have their own issues going on. Like, as I was saying, like, there were times when I would be a bully because I was a victim. So I know for me, like, I just think moving past it and surrounding yourself with good people is the best way to deal with it later on.
Now, Emily Ann, what about for teens or younger kids who are being bullied right now? What first step should they take?
I think having a one-on-one conversation with someone is really, really helpful, whether that be like a parent or just a trusted adult or a friend. I think that a lot of times, like, when you're in a group dynamic and, like, talking about something that's so, like, difficult to talk to when you're being bullied, like, admitting that people are being so mean to you, I think, like, you kind of break down a lot of the barriers by just talking one-on-one to someone. And I think each situation is sort of unique in that, like, the personalities involved. And so having a one-on-one conversation and being able to talk about, like, the unique situation that's going on and what steps to take, I think, is a good first step.
You know, we had an interesting experience this week. My son is at a program, an all-day program, and he came home the first day and said that he was being bullied by these two kids, and they were pushing him into a wall, and they were calling him names. And when he came home, you know, for me, it's a very sensitive topic because I was bullied myself. And I didn't really know, you know, do I get involved? Do I go, you know, speak to the parent? Do I speak to, you know, the program that he's at? So what we decided to do was speak to the program itself and basically have them handle it. Do you think that's the best way to do it, to, you know, whether it's the school, whether it's a camp, whether it's a program, work with the people who are involved? Or do you go directly to the bully or the bully's parents and speak to them, or both?
I mean, I think it really depends on the situation. I do think that, like, when a child, like, for instance, your son coming home and saying what's going on, I think a lot of times there's a lot of shame being a bullying victim. And so it's important for parents to realize that, like, a lot of times it might be much worse than what they're actually hearing. Hopefully in your case it wasn't, and your son was being, like, completely, you know, upfront about all the things going on. But a lot of times, like, I know in my situation, my parents didn't really know all the details until I had created We Stop Hate and was talking about it more publicly. And so I think going to the school, like a program administration, or is a totally great solution. But sometimes schools or, like, a camp might be like, tell you, you know, oh, we'll handle it, and then not really fully handle it. So it's important that a parent really just, like, asserts their right as a parent and make sure that, like, and follows through with it. And because sometimes it's not always, you know, as ideal as we would like it to be as far as, like, creating a solution.
Now, Emily Ann, I know that a big part of WeStopHate.org has to do with building a teen's self-esteem. What suggestions do you have?
Oh, there's so many. I think that when you try to help someone else feel good, whether they're, you know, in a tough situation and you're there for someone, or just giving someone a compliment, I think that makes you feel really good. I think it's just really doing, like, esteemable acts, like just doing things that you're proud of. Eventually, like, really leads to having good self-esteem and following your passion. Like, I know for me, creating We Stop Hate and going through with this has been amazing on my confidence level. And so I think when you find something that you care about and really giving it your all, that's a great way to be confident too.
Do you think, Emily Ann, that the term, and I just want to go back to something you said before, do you think that the term bullying is being overused now? And, you know, the kids are saying it, if someone is mean to them or looks at them a funny way, that they're saying they're being bullied, as opposed to, is there a definition, I guess, is the question.
That's a great question. I mean, personally, I think that it's good that we're talking about bullying, just because we're really, like, the awareness level of what's going on in schools has just gone up so much. I'm sure other people might have different answers, but I think generally it's quite a positive movement.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you too. And I think, for, you know, the reason I asked that as well is because my son sometimes uses the term loosely, but when he did come home this week, he showed me his leg that had a massive bruise on it. So my thinking was, is there that definition of, you know, where the what is the bullying? So that's why I asked it.
Yeah, no, totally.
Well, I think what you're doing is amazing. And I think that, you know, continue doing, you're so young, and I think you're such an inspiration to so many out there who are going through these problems and who are being bullied. So, you know, we would love to have you come back on the show. Unfortunately, we're out of time today, but please come back on the show, and we'd love to hear more, you know, more strategies in terms of how we can help kids out there.
Yeah, basically what we're doing right now is we're working with The Body Shop, and we're selling dragon fruit lip butter, and all the proceeds go to charity. And so if someone wants to go to The Body Shop and buy some dragon fruit lip butter, it will help We Stop Hate further expand what we're up to. So please keep that in mind.
Great work, Emily Ann. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and naturallysavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.